friends, welcome back to the podcast Discipleship in Challenging Times. We are looking today at James chapter 5, verses 7 to 12, and the title for the reflection is What Would Jesus Say? Let's pray together. Lord, we bow in your presence once again. We recognize the Lordship of your Son, the Lord Jesus, over all of our lives. And we pray that you would be reshaping us, melting us and molding us, so that we are more and more in the likeness of Christ, flowing with the power of the Holy Spirit, and glorifying you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. So, the reading from James chapter 5 and beginning at verse 7. Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains. You too be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against each other, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Above all, my brothers and sisters, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth or by anything else. Let your yes be yes and your no, no, or you will be condemned. We recognize in these verses the rawness of everyday life. Life contains suffering. We discover that very soon as we begin our journey through life. And that is certainly the case with Christian discipleship. Sometimes people think that coming to Jesus means that suffering is eliminated. But Jesus is quite clear, and this passage here in James is quite clear, that suffering is something that we will face as Christian disciples. In fact, it may be that we will suffer more because the devil isn't going to like the step of faith that we have taken, and he's going to want to get at us, to throw us off track. And one of the ways that he can do this is through suffering. Perseverance is needed in our day-to-day lives. And so the journey through life for many of us is a marathon and not a sprint. Our lives are veined with suffering, and perseverance is required. All of this may sound very doleful, and it is not my intention to be depressing in any way. And yet we recognize this, don't we? This is real life as we experience it. It's concrete reality day by day. So how do we press forward? How do we persevere? How do we indeed face life with joy? Well, the clear motivating factor that is set forward for us here in these verses is the second coming of Jesus Christ. He will return. He will return as judge. And as we see elsewhere in the New Testament, he will make all things new. Our Lord, who is full of compassion and mercy, will be working on our behalf. And so we look forward to the return of the Lord with awe, but we also look forward to it with joy. A while ago, lots of people were wearing wristbands with WWJD on them. What would Jesus do? And these were helpful in just encouraging people to think about their lives and following the way of Jesus as disciples. One or two people have suggested a variation on that. WWJS, what would Jesus say? Specifically, what would Jesus say when he returns? What will he say about our lives? Will we hear the words, well done, good and faithful servant? Or will there be certainly a sense of joy and lightness and love for Jesus? Yes, experiencing his grace in a fresh and new way, but also perhaps a tinge of disappointment if we can possibly have that in the presence of Jesus. Disappointment and sadness that we have perhaps wasted our lives, that we've not lived our lives in the light of the second coming. What would Jesus say if he were to return in the very near future? What would he say to us? Would he catch us frittering away our time? Would he catch us falling by the wayside in discipleship, not persevering? Would he catch us chafing against suffering and not accepting that as part and parcel of the normal Christian life, not looking to have our faith honed and to press forward with joy? So what would Jesus say if he were to return very soon? It's a question we can ask ourselves today. And asking that question, we can allow it to inform the way that we live, not only today, but also tomorrow. Let's reflect on these things together and let's come to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we recognise the clear call, James' wonderful practical teaching, to be patient in suffering and to persevere. We pray for ourselves and we also pray for friends and family today. For those who are sick, we ask that you would be with them and that you would bring your healing. For those who are concerned about their lives, perhaps the threat of redundancy, perhaps they're on furlough and they don't know if they will get their jobs back. Maybe there are other issues, struggles with mental health perhaps. Lord, we can insert all sorts of things into these prayers, specific and concrete circumstances. Lord, we lift before you family and friends, neighbours and colleagues, those that we know in the life of our church, in our small group, other Christian brothers and sisters, those who don't yet know you. Lord, those particular people that you have given to us to pray for, we lift them to you and ask for your presence and your help and your work in whatever way that you choose. And Lord, we ask that we and each one of us would live in the light of your second coming. Help us to have imprinted on our minds not just what would Jesus do, but what would Jesus say if he were to return? Lord, we want to live our lives conscious of your living and reigning in heaven and of your return one day. Help us to invest in this sure and certain and solid future, the weight of glory, the heavy reality that is the new heavens and the new earth. Fill our hearts with joy today and fill us with obedience as we follow your Son in the power of the Holy Spirit for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.